Welcome to Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki, a lively and provocative conversation with some of the most dynamic change makers of our time. Be inspired by today's top metaphysical experts, authors, and speakers in the mind, body, and spirit arena. Get ready to ignite your beautiful spark and release the power within. Call Kimmy and Donna now at 888-627-6008.
Good afternoon and welcome to Interviews. This is Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki. Gosh, we're joining you on July the 14th, and I can't believe it. It's probably almost halfway through the summer, right, Donna?
Almost halfway. It's hard to believe. It's just flying by.
It is. It really is. And did you have a good weekend?
I did. You know, I got to take pictures. I posted on my Facebook. Well, actually, I didn't post my picture, but I got to see the Budweiser Clydesdales. They were working, the Budweiser crew of about 100 people were working on the Habitat House that we're building, and they did a parade with the Clydesdales. It was really cool.
Oh, that is neat. That is neat. My dad was a farmer, and he used to, those are the big horses, right?
Yes, very big.
My dad was saying that those are the horses they used to use when he would farm, because they didn't actually use electrical equipment.
Wow.
I know, it's weird because he talks about it. I'm like, you're not that old, Dad, but times have, that just shows you how quickly times have changed.
Mm-hmm. Definitely changed in that. Yeah, these were beautiful horses, and they had the wagon and the little dog Spot perched on top and did a little parade through the neighborhood. It was fascinating to watch them. And the crew from Budweiser did an amazing job. They spent the whole day Saturday working on the house that Christy built for Habitat for Humanity. We've got windows and doors going up and siding going on, and it's really coming together. It's kind of exciting to watch.
When is your estimated time that it should be finished?
We're hoping to be done around the first part of October. And,
wow.
You know, it's interesting because it's pretty much all volunteer work, and they work on Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. And if anybody out there wants to build in the, if you live in Fort Collins area and you want to do a work day, we would love to have your help. In fact, I'm trying to find 15 of my closest friends to do a couple work days with me coming up the end of July and into August in that. But if you like to pound and feel useful and create something really, really good, this is a great project. And you can go to Fort Collins Habitat for Humanity, and they have a place where you can sign up in that. So we'd love to have your help.
And I'll tell you, it does feel good to do that. And what's really neat is, even if you're not a person that, you know, has ever picked up a hammer or a screwdriver, it's nice to learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice to learn. And there's always someone there to teach you, because I remember actually going and working on a house, and it was really cool. I thought I was like going through school. I'm like, yeah, now I can really properly use this, and I know what it is. And it helped when I was working on a sanctuary here. I was able to build it, and just with a few friends, and it really does make a difference. So, mm-hmm. And it feels so good.
It does feel good. And the thing that I love about Habitat is that it's all about bringing community together to create something. And it's not waiting for the government or somebody else to do it for you. It's just pulling the community together to build a house. It's like an old-fashioned barn raising. And that's what I love. It's all about community. And I know that's one thing you talk about all the time, Kimmy, is community.
Yes, it's important. I mean, if you think about it, even like in Amish communities, I know that's what they will do. They'll buy like land, and then they'll start one house at a time. And mm-hmm. and it's really neat. So it's not all about me, it's about the we. And they work together. And look how long they've been able to stay or sustain everything that's natural around
mm-hmm.
them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. So how was your weekend? And how we had a full moon on Saturday. Any insight into that? And did you feel anything?
Actually, I kind of stepped ahead because I thought, well, I'm going to be prepared for this energetically. So I decided, I had a couple of friends because I'm getting married on the 2nd of August. I had a couple of friends say, would you want to go out for like a bachelorette party? And I said, and the guys wanted, had talked to Mike. I said, no, we're going to go to our own bachelorette party. And we went and we rented a little cabin and just spent a night together and just talked and had fun and did a lot of releasing and starting of new ways, So because this moon was really powerful in a way of stillness. It wasn't one that shook people up that much. It just kind of, unless you were freaking out and saying it's a full moon, it was more of one of just releasing. So we actually had a really nice time. And we're able to spend some time together because that's important. A lot of times you get so caught up in life that you forget about the things that matter. And just the little things like your relationship. So you get married and you're like, who are you? Oh yeah, that's right. I met you 4 years ago. Okay. So for people right now, this is all about really, what are you intending in your life? Because right now, we've had so many shakeups. It's been crazy over the past 10 to 15, it's been out actually 13 years that it's really about just staying still and just allowing things to flow. And so if we can allow things to flow, we can grow. And that's the best way I can say it is about cultivation.
Well, and I think it's all about, there have been so many changes and energy shifts on the planet in that. And the easiest way is to go with the flow. You can't fight them. Change is a constant. And so we have to learn to roll with them. And it's so much easier.
Yes, and it is, but you look at nature. I'm looking outside, and it's so neat that you were here because you could actually know where I'm sitting. And I'm looking outside at this big, beautiful oak tree, and as I look at it, I think of all the storms that it has weathered through, and it still stands exactly the way it needs to. Maybe some of its branches, aren't the same, but inside, at your core, you're the same. And if you can really connect with your core by in a good hand position for that is hand on your heart, hand on your belly. And that's the connection of essence, which is your heart, and on your belly is free will and choice. And it's the connection of the Merkaba, which is living heaven on earth. And when we make that connection, the full moons, new moons, we just roll with them because Mother Earth is taking care of us right now. People's emotions are high. If there's something that's dwelling, that's been dwelling within you that you haven't said to someone, it's probably going to pop up over the next 8 days. And
Ooh.
that's okay with me because I would rather it pop up so I can have clarity in every relationship I'm in. That's important to me because of
I
the.
think that is important. And I think that's part of what we're being hit with these energies and the moons and things like that. It is bringing up this old stuff. It's time to bring all of that stuff that's unsaid, that's been buried, or whatever, bringing it to the surface. And I think it looks kind of chaotic at times and that, but it's actually a good thing. If you can stand back and look at things from an observer perspective. You
Yes,
can
yeah.
see that it is a good thing that this is finally coming out and shown the light of day and that. And you can then release it instead of carrying it around with you for another 30, 40, 50 years or whatever.
It's not worth, it's funny. It's like, why be bothered? And I mean, this is a time that even if you want to let go, if say you have addictions or you have something that's going on, or maybe you think it's that. Whatever you're giving power to, it's going to shake you up. But if you just give the centered that set and you put your hand on your heart, hand on your belly, and you breathe and let your soul guide, it's so beautiful. And I know with me, I just choose to stay centered. I had wrote this down. I choose to stay centered, sharing in wisdom as a teacher, and receiving wisdom as a student at the same time. I don't have to belong to any one, you know, way. It's I'm very open to learning many ways and respecting that always. And if we start doing that, we can really stay in our own essence. Because you know what? You might have been part of this way that you're mad at in like 10 lifetimes ago, and it's coming up for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And the thing is, again, not to fight it, and you don't have to sit and analyze it either. I think that time has passed, that we can recognize these energies or these old emotions or beliefs or fears or whatever it is. We can recognize them. We don't have to sit and analyze them and think about them and work through them or whatever. We can recognize them and then let them go. That's the nice part about what's happening right now, is that we can let them go with ease and grace. We don't have to work at it.
Right. And it's really easy. I cannot, when you said that, with ease and grace, it is so easy to just allow it to flow. And like I say, if you want to look at something, you can look at it at the mountains. The mountains actually have beautiful, the weather has formed. If you look at mountains, I often see faces in mountains and that, because you're by the mountains, Donna. Mm-hmm. For me, it's the trees and all the everything green here. You know, it's amazing that nature just allows, you know, and you are part of what's natural. So just allow it and it'll happen. And I already know right now, I could feel two of your friends that will be connecting with you to help you with that. I just heard that. There's two.
Talking
yeah.
to me? I have two friends
that are going to help you with the house. And I see one that is real thin. And I feel like maybe she has had some problems with her thyroid. And this would be good for her to speak her truth. There's something. It's funny because I see her and she's very pretty. And I just feel like there's something about connecting with her because she's been through her process. So maybe this is somebody I've talked to in a while. Hmm. I'm not sure, Donna. I'm not sure that I've met this person even. So, but it feels like a lot of people want to know what you're doing. And you need to write one of those letters to your friends that you haven't, because you've had a lot of people move away from you too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
Okay. Well, and we are going to go to a break in just a minute or so, because we got a very special guest coming on this morning. And before we go, I wanted to talk a little bit more about the house and that, because like I said, we're having build days, but we have a really special fundraiser coming up. This is what's helping us raise the funds to build this house for Habitat for Humanity. We have Christie's big night out event coming up on Friday, July 25th, so it's just a little over a week away, and this is a great party. We have food from 15 area restaurants, and we have this amazing 80s rock band called Doka Jovi, and we have a big silent auction and free beer and just lots of fun stuff. It's a great, great party. We also have psychics there. If you've never had a psychic reading, this is a chance to get a free reading. And that's on Friday the 25th. We'd love to have you join us. And then on Sunday, July 27th, we have the Christie Visaki Memorial Golf Tournament. This is the 12th annual golf tournament. And this is our big fundraiser, again, to build this house for Habitat. We still have openings for the afternoon. We do a morning shotgun and an afternoon shotgun. We've got a steak lunch for everybody. So I'm inviting everybody to come out and join us. If you want more information, it's at the website, Christie's Fund, KristisFund.com. And so we'd really love to have you join us, because it's a great time and a great cause. So, that's what I'm doing right now, is getting ready for that. And it's a lot of work. And if you want to volunteer, we need volunteers. We need people to help with the party. We need people to help with the golf tournament. If you like sitting out and getting a tan, you can be one of our whole watchers or whatever, because we're giving away a whole car and a truck for a hole in one. So we've got some great prizes and things too. So we need volunteers. So, and call me.
I love it. And you know, it's important. It's this is time that is well spent with friends, and it's a good learning time to meet new friends. So I think that's a great opportunity for people to share. And that steak dinner sure sounds good.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take a break, and then we are going to be right back with our guest, and we're going to be talking about energy and aligning with our higher self, with our soul, with our spirit, and also about some of the energies and the things that are happening on the planet. So we've got a great conversation coming up, so stick with us. The number to call if you want to call in and have a question is 888-627-6008. We'll be right back with our guest Jeanette Crowley right after this. Are you looking to live a more expanded and balanced life? Do you hunger for information about the mind-body-spirit connection? Hi, this is Donna, here to share how you can ignite your passion for expanded living with Bella Spark Magazine. Bella Spark brings you informative articles on spiritual evolution, alternative healing, sustainable living, diet, nutrition, life after death, and cutting-edge developments on topics such as the quantum field and more. With each issue, Bella Spark Magazine shares in-depth feature interviews with the most prominent voices in the spirit, mind, body arenas. Popular food bloggers bring you new and delicious recipes, and each issue provides the information, insight, and inspiration you need to reveal and nurture your own unique, beautiful spark. Subscribe today and get your first issue free, only $15 per year. Ignite your spark and live your life on purpose. Sign up today at BellaSparkMagazine.com.
Kids are going through challenges more and more these days, and Bedford Public Schools and the community has joined together to celebrate Bedford on Friday, June 27th, kicking off the evening with fireworks, and Saturday, June 28th with a parade, a color run, and Matthew Caracas from the band Citizen, Sam D'Armand, Chris Caracas, and others during the day to pay respect to the many kids who've passed away from Bedford Schools. And in the evening, there will be a concert, a tribute to the Eagles. Tickets are $7 to raise money for a Tree of Life to be placed in the courtyard at Bedford High School. Purchase tickets at Light the Way by calling 734-854-1514. Celebrate Bedford. Celebrate life. Are you interested in weekly guidance, classes, family retreats, and a support system that helps your family through the ups and downs of life? Go to KimmyRose.com and sign up for her weekly newsletter. Read articles that will lend support to your family, and check out the weekly forecasts for you. Take a look at the week ahead. Kimmy Rose is the minister of Sanctuary of Light and dedicates her time to working with families with gatherings, a community garden, and space where you can spend quiet time.
Hi, this is Kimmy. If you want to get a hold of me for a reading, a crystalline consciousness session, or Reiki, or you're interested in classes, come and visit me at Light the Way. You can go to LITETheWay.com, or you can call 734-854-1514. That's Light the Way, LITETheWay.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Donna Vasaki here with my co-host, Kimmy Rose, and we're just so excited to be here today. We have an amazing guest for you, and the conversation is going to be fascinating, so stay tuned because I know you're going to enjoy it. Jeanette Crowley has been called the Spiritual Indiana Jones. She's a channel, author of The Eagle and the Condor, creator of the soul-body fusion technique for healing and wholeness, and an internationally respected spiritual teacher and founder of the Center for Creative Consciousness, an organization dedicated to spiritual awakening. Jeanette is an explorer both in the inner planes and in her travels around the world. As a modern-day mystic, she has gifts of clairvoyance, healing, and the unique ability to hold energies that lift others to experience their own truths. And she's traveled extensively to over 65 countries, and she leads spiritual adventure tours to places around the world. And welcome to the show, Jeanette.
Thank you, Donna. It's really great to be on the show. I think what we've known each other for 15 years, maybe longer.
Well, about 10 at least, you know, because that's kind of when my journey started. And I think you were one of the first people I met. And it's been amazing to watch how all of us have evolved and things like that. And I know you you have been a channel of White Eagle and also another spirit guide called Mark. I really love that one.
Okay. Yeah. A very ordinary name.
Yes. Yes, and I know we decided we wanted to talk about this first because there's so much going on globally that people are feeling this chaos and the energies and everything that's happening. So, and I know you've been traveling for the last few months. So tell us where you've been and what you're feeling and seeing around the world.
Well, you know, Donna, that's a great question because you know, we were all focused on December 21st, 2012, and was that a shift? And it absolutely was. And I feel that consciousness really took a quantum leap on that day. And for many of us then, the next year, 2013, was one of a lot of confusion, uncertainty, chaos, and I mean, we're still seeing it now. But what I especially felt in April of this month, or of this year of 2014, is another big shift. And I think we're moving from, there's still cosmic uncertainty, but I always say that confusion always precedes creation. And now, 2014 is the time for consciously seeding the reality that we want. And what I see is happening is that there's more access to different realities. You know, we talk about multidimensional existence. We talk about other worlds interlacing with this. And I'm seeing evidence of that all the time, as if we're moving, individuals and collectively, we're moving from a timeline that's kind of stuck, and certainly if you read the newspaper, not all that sweet, into what would be impossible timelines, impossibilities that are manifesting themselves in people's lives. Let me just give you an example. I was just in Turkey leading a spiritual adventure trip. And because I was guided to, about 3 years ago, I was told I had to go to Crete last year, Turkey this year, and next May I'm going to Israel. And I was warned by my guides that it would be a difficult trip. And you know, I don't know if that's going to be terrorism, political unrest, whatever. And the difficulty was in people's health. And let me just share one story. There was an older woman in her 70s from Australia who was with us on the trip. And she had some dehydration problems and passed out at the airport. And we took her to the hospital, and she was rehydrated and fine. And a couple days later, she's still feeling woozy and weak, and so I said, why don't you sit up in the front of the bus with me? We had a five-hour drive that day in the center of Turkey. And so I did my soul-body fusion healing technique on her, and she said, wow, I still feel really faint. And I said, okay, go ahead and faint. Well, Donna, she actually died. Sitting there in the bus, she slumps over, she's staring at me, and I don't know whether to do chest compressions. I yell for the driver to take us to a hospital. But out of nowhere, from my inner self, because we all have wisdom that we don't know we have, I started singing these sounds, just staring at her, making these sounds and these words that I don't know. I never sing. I never chant. I have a terrible voice. And she came back. And I realized that somewhere in my accessing multidimensional consciousness, I knew how to sing her soul back. But what was more interesting, or as interesting, is when her eyes fluttered and I said, "Where were you?" And she said, "Oh, there was a man there." And I said, "Was it an angel?" She said, "No, it was death." I knew that she had jumped onto another timeline, and I said with certainty, I said, "You know, you are going to live to be a very old woman." It's as if she had this pre-programmed access point, exit point, and she didn't take it. So it put her on a different pathway, and I got put on a different pathway because I knew how to sing her soul back. And so that's kind of a dramatic example, but I think we're reaching into different pathways that are converging in what seems like an ordinary life. Does that make sense to you with what you're seeing?
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm going to say yes. It makes perfect sense to me is the choice that we're in. It was like she's on another in another dimension, but the same dimension that's merging, you know, that is slowly merging with us. And that's what came to me as you're talking. It makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
And so that's one example. And then last week I was talking to a friend who was walking down the slopes of Mount Shasta, and she had been connected to the inner earth beings there, kind of feeling them. And she actually saw, she and her friend, a being from this other dimension, and she knew who he was, walking up the hill at Shasta. And she said,
"Oh, wow."
Both of them saw it, and he connected eyes. And she felt like the universe opened up in that moment. There was only telepathic conversations. And she knew that she would go back to Shasta and that telepathically he communicated that she would be taken into the mountain, into the civilizations there. Now, that's unbelievable. Yes, we can channel that sort of thing, but to actually see and interact physically. So it's a wild ride, and it's very exciting to be alive, and I think we need to live from our pictures of the future, not from our default programs of the past and how bad it might be. It's really a call to unhook ourselves from the programming we've been on. So that's a quick picture. I think we're
I could not agree with you more. I actually was told that I'm supposed to go to Mount Shasta. And I was invited by beings that are in the sun. So everything you said, I'm just like, just got goosebumps. I'm sure Donna's got goosebumps because how long have I been talking about Mount Shasta, Donna?
I know. And I would love to meet the people from inside the mountain. I just feel like they have so much to teach us. And I would love to be able to connect with them. So, yes.
Definitely.
So much is opening up, and I think this is a time to be alert, awake, and really conscious about the choices we make. That's what I see when I travel around, that consciousness is moving exponentially fast, and impossible healings, impossible miraculous changes in people's life just drop into their lap. That's how fast it is. Mm-hmm. Not for everyone, but, you know, we've been doing the groundwork for decades, and now is the time for the flowering, I think.
I really feel like September, things are going to really kick up in September, that we're really going to start seeing a lot of these shifts. You know, a lot of people have kind of been feeling like they've been in this holding pattern, not quite sure what the next step is, where they're supposed to land, or what, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. And I've been getting like, it's really, September is going to be a time when everything just all of a sudden starts kicking in and it's moving really fast.
It is
moving
fast.
And I would tell people to be patient, because if you're not clear or uncertain, that's perfect and not time for action. I think we humans get so upset that we don't know what to do and we think something's wrong with us. Well, I'm not clear. I don't know my purpose. I don't know my mission. And rather than thinking something's wrong with us, just realize that it isn't clear yet in the cosmos, and just enjoy your moment now. It will be clear. And whether it's September or next September, it really is a time for being patient, because that's a very important part of the creative process as well.
One of the messages that I've been getting is several years ago, I worked for a grocery store chain that ended up closing and I lost my job. And so I was on unemployment for 6 months and I was job searching, you know, trying to find my next job. This is before I really started my spiritual journey. And so I was just frantic, you know, trying to find a job, doing all of that work and everything. And just before my unemployment was about to run out, I mean, like 2 weeks before my unemployment was about to run out, I got the perfect job. And it was absolutely the perfect job. And I'm thinking, God, if I had known this was all going to, you know, happen at the right time, I would have enjoyed the last 6 months, enjoyed my time off, and really, you know, just knew that that job was going to show up and it was the perfect job. And so this is what my guides are telling me. Remember that? Do you remember how that worked when you were, you know, job hunting at that time? This is the same thing. Just enjoy this little peace and quiet and lull and trust, because all of a sudden it is going to kick in and it's going to take off. So,
it is.
Yeah.
It did too, didn't it? It really did. So, and it is important. And we usually somehow, don't you find, Jeanette, that we tend to draw that energy to us, even when we're ready to leave something, it just pops in. If we're really ready, that the earth, actually that in the core, that it really, really resonates with us right now, especially.
We are drawing a lot in, and I just invite people to also have even a more cosmic sense, because everything we're doing at an individual level, whatever growth it is, whatever breakthroughs, it's being telegraphed immediately through the cosmos. And there's such a tipping point that the guides of the guides of the guides are looking at Earth and its awakening with amazement, because we really are doing something. We really are creating something new. And yes, we don't see it yet, but I've never felt consciousness move so positively, so light-filled. The potential is definitely there everywhere.
That's wonderful. So what, there is a lot of chaos in other parts of the world in that, and even in our part of the world and that. So what do you attribute that to? What's your take on all of the chaos?
That's a great question. I think when this earth was built, the crystalline structure that's kind of the operating system of the earth programmed in the crystals was one of duality and black and white, good and bad, all of that. And we've been stuck with those programmed crystals, whether it's from Atlantis or even before that, because our consciousness hasn't been able to reprogram the crystals. And so they've constantly been emanating duality and conflict. And I think now that our consciousness is waking up, we're at a vibrational level to actually reprogram the crystalline grid of the earth to be more oneness and harmonic. So the reason it's happening is because there's been programmed greed, conflict, hatred, fear, because it all goes down to fear, and it's breaking apart. And maybe it'll take another 50 years, 100 years, I don't know. But I do feel that there's a massive change to an operating system, a program system in the earth that will support oneness. And we're not there. So the darkness comes up, and we've got so much happening in the Middle East. And what's interesting also, I'm just thinking about the Middle East. 4 years ago, I was told to go to Israel in 2015, and it just turns out that Cryon is leading a group there, Lee Carroll, and Jeff Hoppe of the Crimson Circle, and these are two, you know, major world teachers, are also being guided to be in Israel in 2015. So even though it looks bad, the call has been going out, and it's time for all of us really to do our peace work, whether it's in our own heart or travel and do it.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. And I know I practice crystalline consciousness technique and working with even vibrations and just letting that crystalline energy just work with you. it does it, it. I like to say it harmonizes everything because that energy is already working. So it's really not that hard, right? Just to, instead of working so hard consciously for clarity or even oneness, that's the message I had received from my guides, was to teach people we are one. It's just intending it and letting it work. It's pretty powerful, isn't it?
Intention is the secret potion. I've written books that are now, I think, in 10 languages about a technique called soul-body fusion, where we realize that we haven't been fully harmonized, as you say. We haven't been fully aligned with our divinity, and so we're kind of hopping along half here, half broken, trying to fix ourselves in the world. And so for the last 5 or 6 years, I've been working with this soul-body fusion. But the basis of it is intention. If the technique itself is nothing, it's so simple. It's not in the technique. It's not, our changes aren't in the ritual of some healing. It's really in the intention. So I totally get it. I agree with you there.
I feel very blessed to be present with you because it just feels like home. So thank you. It really does. It makes a lot of sense.
So explain to us a little bit what the soul-body fusion is. And then I know you talked about leading us, our listeners, through the process.
Yes. So the process is simply based on intention and resonance, that the resonance of our divine self, soul, whatever you want to call it, higher self, higher vibration, is higher and more powerful than the resonant field of our daily life and our body. So if we intend to bring more of our divine self in, I mean, it sounds like, well, of course I do. But what happens sometimes is the higher frequency quickens your cells, quickens the vibration of your cells, and people feel sometimes immediate healings. The process, I say, lasts about 3 weeks. If they want a little more information than we have time to give, I do on YouTube, if they look up Johnette Crowley or they look up Soul Body Fusion on YouTube or go to my website, which is johnettecrowley.com. And let me spell it because Johnette isn't a common name. J-O-N-E-T-T-E Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y. They can watch me do a transmission of Soul Body Fusion on their computer. It's free. And I get emails from all over the world about how powerful that is. Well, again, it's not me who's doing it. It's our soul that's really welcoming the invitation to be more part of our life. And the changes are sometimes just stupendous. So what I find is that we aren't aligned, and we're doing the best we can, and it's an iterative process where we heighten the vibration of our body by bringing in our divine self or our soul, and then that gets integrated for a few days, and then there's another level. So I suggest that people do a soul-body fusion on themselves, really just with the intention, once a week. I do it more, and maybe 20% of people won't feel anything, but some will feel energy. They may feel heat. They may feel what I call champagne healing, little bubbles as their cells open up. So let me know. So what I'll do, if we are toward the end, is I'll begin to, I use the word transmission, but it's not that something's coming from me. I'm more or less holding a space because I can, and I invite everyone to sit with their hands, palms open, and their legs uncrossed, and hold the intention. I hope they're not driving. Hold the intention that as much of their soul, higher vibration, or divine self that can be fully embodied at this moment come into their body and permanently integrate. So if we're ready, how many more minutes do we have?
We have about 10 minutes or so, 8 to 10
okay,
minutes.
Well,
is that enough?
I'll do that, because I don't need to do it the whole time. What we'll do is at the very end, I'll do it for just, I'll just transmit after the show. So that way we can use this time, because it doesn't really matter. So I'll set it up, during the show at the very end, and then I invite people, once your show is over, to just sit with their hands palms up in this sacred space, and perhaps find the YouTube video if they'd like that too.
Thank you. That feels really good.
Yeah, it's where healing is going. I call soul body fusion the missing piece for healing and beyond, because a lot of times we sometimes just look for healing, but this is for our spiritual and personal growth as well. And for me, everything has changed because I've been doing soul body fusion, because my vibration's higher and more magnetic, so easily I'm more magnetic to the things that support my divine self, and I'm less magnetic to the things that don't. So what I found is I had to make big changes in my life because my life didn't fit my vibration now. So last year I sold my house. I left my husband after 22 years. White Eagle, actually, my main guide, stepped aside as my voice, although he's with me. So, you know, we're on a fast path, and we can't always do it holding on to all the encumbrances that we've been carrying with us. So when you ask for your soul to be more part of your life, to be more in charge, you've got to be willing to listen to your intuition and do the things it's requesting you to do, change your diet if that's what it seems, let go of things that don't suit you anymore, because the world wants to give you a life that's harmonious with your divine self, your divine gifts.
That's
but it
so
isn't
true.
Always easy to make that change.
It isn't, but the simple word, let your soul be your guide, like that simple intention, makes it so much easier. It just does.
So
doesn't it? Yeah.
Here's a question, Jeanette. How do you know when you're getting guidance or whatever? How do people know? Because, you know, we always have this going on, but sometimes we get real messages. And that, how do you know the difference? How do you know what you're supposed to do this and not this? What's your take on
that? Pure guidance comes when you're open-hearted and you're open. If there's any tinge of fear or blame, oh, you better do this, or you won't have a job, or you know, he won't love you, or whatever. If there's any fear or blame, that is not guidance, because guidance only comes in the cloak of goodness. So it's usually simple. It's a word. It says call her, or do this. For me, when I left my husband, my inner voice yelled at me so loud. And she screamed, I was looking at my husband, and he was having an anger attack. And my voice said, I can't take another 20 years of this. And with that, I was done. And
wow.
I could do everything it took to get divorced. And she, my inner voice, had been trying to give me that message, but I kept talking myself out of it. Well, he's a nice guy, and we have a lot going. So if you don't listen, and it's important, you will get yelled at and screamed at, and hopefully it's just a voice and it's not an accident or an illness. But again, the voice is clear. It always comes from love. It has no explanations because it doesn't need any. Your intuition doesn't need to explain itself to you, and it's never fearful, blaming, or it may be difficult news to hear, but it's not difficult to trust it. So that's a short answer.
I love that answer, and it makes sense to me. And it's like you were just listening to your core, and you're like, okay, and you love that, and you also loved him enough to let him be free of all that screaming, you know, that was going on inside of him too. There's a love and a freedom that comes when you can let a person go like that. That's a beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. I just felt that when you were saying that, and it's the intention of safety. And choice and balance, you know, it's beautiful.
Yeah. It's the intention. If we just hold the intention to be the greatest beings we're meant to be, and not get scared, you know, the biggest thing that keeps us keep hunkering back in our old shell is we're afraid that life is hard outside the shell, but we'll never know. And I think personal courage is number one in spiritual growth.
Oh, I agree.
And people
I
wait.
I agree.
Yeah, and people wait to have all their ducks in a row, and then when their ducks in a row, then they'll trust it. But no, courage is that huge step that where nothing makes sense, and you still do what you know you should do. And both of you have lived your lives that way, so
right.
Yay!
It's the best way to live your life, and a lot of times people will think you're absolutely insane. That's the truth. Like, you know, in your life, they'll go, "That she's lost it. This is not normal." But here's the truth is they're probably you're a mirror to people. So when you can really listen to your voice, your inner voice, the rest will lead. And look at all the things you do. And I mean, I remember, you know, I remember talking to you before and, you know, you're talking about your channeling and the energy you're working with. You're such a beautiful person to share that with people. Because most people don't want to share that I left my husband or I did this or I did that. And I just want to say with grace, thank you for doing that and being so honest.
Well, I'm hoping it gives people permission to do what they need to do, too.
Yeah, well, I think that's a big part of it, you know, is by sharing your story and the things that you've dealt with and that it does give other people permission. And that's really important. And we have to take quick break, and then we will be right back with Johnette Crowley, and we're going to do the Soul Body Fusion when we wrap up the show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back on interviews right after this.
Light the Way has been in business for 18 years. Kimmy and her mom, Carolyn, would like you to stop in and say hi. As well, our services of consultations, Reiki, massage, hypnosis, and CCT, we have a gift shop. Books, candles, and essential oils, jewelry, gift certificates are always available. Just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road. Call us at 734-854-1514. We're open 6 days a week. On call 24 hours a day for you at 734-854-1514 or visit www.lighttheway.com. Stop in or phone Light the Way for a psychic reading, massage, dream interpretation, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis. Open 6 days a week and located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, Lambertville, Michigan. We're just 5 minutes from Toledo, and our family has been operating for 18 years. We offer phone readings 24 hours a day by calling 734-854-1514 or visit lighttheway.com. Light the Way is still open, then you can call Kimmy or her mother Carolyn for a psychic consultation, astrology, massage, Reiki, CCT, or hypnosis at 734-854-1514. You can also pick up a copy of Kimmy's book, Wake Up Your Intuition, The Sun, Moon, and Venus, a simple guide on how to get the most out of your man, chicken soup for the power mom soul, and bless you book. We do telephone and in-person appointments. We are located at 8050 Sommerfeld Road, near the corner of Sommerfeld and Secker Road. Visit lighttheway.com. Want to stop smoking and just need a little help? Need to fit into those shorts? Hypnosis can help. Go to lighttheway.com and see the many pictures of people who have lost weight and kept it off. We also sell CDs and MP3s. Call Light the Way at 734-854-1514. We do hypnosis for smoking, weight loss, anxiety, and many, many more things. Located just 5 minutes from Toledo in Lambertville, Michigan, Light the Way, guiding you down a better path. That's lighttheway.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose and Donna Vasaki, and we have Jeanette Crawley on with us. And Crawley, is that how you say your last name? I'm sorry. I wanted to say
Crawley.
Another name. And then we were just like, something else was coming through. So I just wanted to thank you for being present. I have Jeanette from Toledo, Ohio, sent a message in and wanted to say thank you very much for your presence. I'm really looking forward to the energy work and sitting still. Today's my birthday, and what a wonderful birthday present this is. So I thought I would share that.
Nice.
Neat. Yeah. So you're going to share with us is it an activation or what would you call it?
Yeah, I'm going to say it's an invitation for our higher vibration, our soul self, to permanently fuse and harmonize with our body more than ever before, because obviously our soul self is in our body, but there's just so much more that's possible. So I'll ask everyone, and after this is done, after your show's done, please drink water, because this releases toxins in your body as the frequency expands, and you'll need to be flushing your body or you'll get headaches. And some people may actually feel a bit sick maybe tomorrow. It doesn't happen very often, but it's just because toxins, your cells are responding to a higher vibration. So if people would unplug
their
legs. And
if I could just interject, hopefully nobody will die.
Nobody dies. Nobody dies. Oh, and you know what? So it is funny. I was saying I did soul body fusion on that woman and she died. It was perfect because whatever we did, actually, you know, there was no danger of her staying dead. I mean, I didn't know that. because it was really putting her on a higher, a different timeline.
So, and you were asking, it's like there's a permission that's given when you do that work with people's higher self. That's what's really important to know that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't ask permission because I'm not doing anything. I'm very clear that I'm issuing an invitation, and it's your soul that is doing everything. And that's why if people have strong reactions, it's their soul. There's no interference at all from me. There's no healing from me taking place. So I say it's a transmission, but it really isn't. It's an invitation. So sit with your palms up, because your hand chakras often feel energy. Sit straight, and for about a couple of minutes, I'll be silent, and we'll hold the intention for each one of you that your highest power, your highest soul self, greatest light, greatest divine self, fully fuses as much as possible permanently into your cells. And just be centered in yourself, not meditate. Stay present in your body. And just notice what, if anything, you experience. The point is to stay grounded. Really just feel whatever's there, whatever you feel, or even if you feel nothing, it's all fine. Your soul's in charge. We're just beginning a process of opening that goes at its own speed, in its own way, each of us individually. You can't do it wrong. So really pay attention to how you feel, how grounded you feel, how centered. Sometimes you might feel really still. Some people might feel energy moving around or a lot of heat. And know that the process continues. So after your show, if people just continue sitting there, being really present for if they can do it, a full 15 minutes, it's great. If not, it doesn't matter because our souls live beyond time and space anyway. And I would suggest people do it again 1 week from today. Just sit with the intention that the process continues, And 3 weeks from today, do it again, sitting with the intention. I will continue when I leave the interview, I'll continue holding the space. And if people want more information, they can just look at Soul Body Fusion. They can Google it. They can look at my website or John at Crowley. And it's really a gift as we wake up to be fully present in our world rather than having our world separated into our spiritual self and our normal self. It's time we brought them together.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much for being with us today, right. Johnette. It was wonderful to have you here. Again, let everybody know your website and where they can find out more information.
Yeah, JohnetteCrowley.com or SoulBodyFusion.com. You can go to YouTube, Soul Body Fusion, and watch the transmissions. I teach Soul Body Fusion classes in Europe, and I have certified teachers in probably 15 countries. So if you want to take a course, you can do that. And my book, Soul Body Fusion, is available in English, German, and about 10 other languages. So I'm really there to serve people with their own soul. So thank you for the opportunity, ladies.
Thank you. Bless you.
You have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for being with us. Wow, that was a powerful show, wasn't it?
Yes. And with that, it's like, wow. All I can say is, you know, we are truly blessed to just have this opportunity to share and to have a job that we get to experience such amazing things with grace.
I always say we are so lucky, Kimmy, because we get to interview and visit with these amazing teachers, and we learn so much. I write notes, you know, whenever I interview anybody, and that because I always learn so much. So I'm really truly blessed. And before we have to say goodbye, do you have any upcoming events you want to share with everybody?
Actually, what I'm right now in the process, my next event is a wedding, and then after that, I'm going to be doing this fall, and a lot of people ask, when are you going to start up your classes again? It'll start August the 16th, the weekend. I'm going to do a mediumship class, and then I'm going to be doing very similar activations, and it's a class that's all about connecting with your core. So it's very similar to what she just did. So that's pretty, it was really a good way of knowing, okay, I'm walking and listening in the right way. What about you, Donna?
Well, I have lots of exciting events coming up. It's going to be a busy. And first of all, we have Lee Harris. He's an amazing channel and intuitive. He's going to be doing an evening event in Fort Collins on August 15th. And then I'm going to be in Sedona with Danian Brinkley and friends. It's called The Magic and Mystery of Life and Afterlife. That's October 17th through 19th. I'd love to have people join me there. I know it's magical. And then October 24th and 25th, we have Panache Desai coming to Fort Collins. I love this young man, and his energy is so beautiful. His message is amazing. We interviewed him on the radio show, and just delightful. So that's a good day in Fort Collins. And then I'm bringing one of my favorite friends back, John Holland, psychic medium John Holland. He'll be coming to Fort Collins in November. So you can find out all about this information at the website, bellaspark.com. And there's no S on the end of spark. It's one spark. You're one divine, beautiful spark, bellaspark.com. So check us out and join me for these fun events. And then I just want to mention our guest next week is Kurt Koons. He's the author of A Million Steps. And it's about his journey walking the Camino in Spain. And so it's again another very fascinating, interesting conversation. So I invite you all to join us again next week. And I want to say thank you for being with us. And again, stay tuned and drink a lot of water, like Johnette said.
Yeah.
And try to stay centered in that, because I think some shifts have happened with all of us.
They definitely have. And thank you and bless you. Talk to you next week on Interviews.
Interviews with Kimmy Rose and Donna Visaki can be heard here every Monday on the PBS Radio Network at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Visit Kimmy on her website at kimmyrose.com and Donna on her website at bellaspark.com. Thank you for joining us today.